3 silent hours later, they were down the Bifrost and well out onto the plain of Ida. Epsilon Indy was setting in a pink and orange wash above the perfectly straight 2-lane highway. Because of Harvest's small diameter, the horizon had a slight but noticeable curve, a bow in the fields of ripening wheat that had sprung up from the Ida after many hundreds of kilometers of fruit orchards. Avery had the sedan's windows down, and the air billowing through the cab was no longer unbearably hot. The Earth-relative UNSC military calendar said it was December, but on Harvest, it was the height of summer, the middle of the growing season. As the last of Epsilon Indy's rays slunk below the horizon, it got very dark very quickly. There were no lights along the highway and no settlements in sight. Harvest had no moon, and while some of the system's 4 other planets shone unusually close, their reflected starshine wasn't enough to light the way ahead. As the sedan's headlamps came on, Avery spotted the exit marker and turned north off the highway. The vehicle shuddered as it bit into the loose gravel of an upward-sloping drive. A few gentle turns through the wheat, and they reached a parade ground surrounded by very new, single-story polycrete buildings. Mess hall, barracks, motor pool, and triage. The same rigid footprint Avery had seen many times before. As he circled the sedan around the parade ground's flagpole, its headlights illuminated a man sitting on the mess hall steps, smoking a cigar. The scent wafting through the vehicle's windows was instantly recognizable. Sweet William, the preferred brand of pretty much every officer in the Corps. When Avery brought the sedan to a stop and stepped out, he was quick to salute. At ease, Captain Ponder took a long drag from his cigar. Johnson and Healy, correct?
Yes, sir,
the two soldiers replied together. Ponder rose slowly from the steps.
Good to have you. Let me help you with your gear.
That's all right, sir. Only got the 2 bags.
Travel light, first to fight, the captain smiled.
Adjusting for the steps, Avery could tell Ponder was a few inches shorter than he was and a little less broad in the shoulders. He guessed the captain's age was somewhere north of 50, but with his buzz cut, salt and pepper hair, and well-tanned skin, he looked as vital as a man half his age, except for the fact that he was missing his right arm. Avery noted that the sleeve of Ponder's fatigue shirt was cuffed to a phantom elbow and pinned neatly to his side. Then he stopped staring. He had seen plenty of amputees, but it was rare to meet an active-duty Marine that wasn't fitted with a permanent prosthetic. Ponder nodded toward the sedan.
Sorry about the civilian vehicle. Warthogs were supposed to be here a week ago. Shipping delay, if you can believe it. I've got my other platoon leader in Utgard trying to track them down.
What about the recruits?
Avery asked, pulling the duffels from the sedan.
Monday. We've got the whole weekend to set up shop.
Avery shut the trunk. As soon as he stepped away, the vehicle reversed around the flagpole and traced its furrows back down to the highway.
Which platoon is mine?
Avery asked.
First?
Ponder pointed his cigar at one of the 2 barracks on the southern edge of the parade ground. Healy hefted his duffel onto his shoulder.
You got me bunking with the grunts, sir?
Just until you clear of space in triage. Someone in logistics ordered a shitload of supplies. Must have confused this garrison with some CSH on tribute.
Healy chuckled. Avery did not. He was all too familiar with the kind of casualties a combat support hospital received.
Mess hall dispensers are working if you want anything, the captain continued. Otherwise, get some rest. I've scheduled a briefing for 0730 to go over the training schedule. Make sure we kick off the first phase right.
Anything else for tonight, sir?
Avery asked. Ponder clamped his cigar tightly in his teeth.
Nothing that can't wait until morning.
Avery watched the ashen tip of Ponder's cigar flare in the darkness. Then he saluted and marched off to the 1st Platoon barracks, Healy trailing behind through the shifting gravel. The captain watched them traverse the pools of light cast by the parade ground's elevated arc lights. Some things, he knew, couldn't wait. Ponder tossed his cigar and ground it with his boot, then he took his own path to his private quarters adjacent the motor pool.